godsend. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. I'm very appreciative of it. We're not having the season we wanted, but I'm looking forward to the future and helping turn things around here.
Gary, how long has this been in the works?
That would be something my agent or the team would know. I didn't really deal with it. I let them deal with it until everything got to the final thing, and then that's when I came in.
How many years is the extension?
That's something the team will have to tell you. I don't know all that. I can't release that.
Jordan Love, I believe, went to Miami. Did you see this as being the opportunity?
Well, you never know, because you never know what's going to happen, and I was very appreciative the Browns gave me that opportunity to show what I could do this year. I'm very thankful of that, and that also went into my decision as well, because they gave me that opportunity, so I want to repay them.
What would you say to Chud right now? Because he's the one that brought you here a couple of years ago. So what would you do?
I'm very thankful. He saw something in me to bring me here and gave me an opportunity to come here and play, and I'm very appreciative of that.
Does this mean extra popcorn for everybody?
I'm working on something. I do have a Star Wars giveaway on Christmas Eve where I rent out the theater, but that was before all this, so I will be first come, first serve for that.
You said you weren't thinking about this at all and mm-hmm. hoping it would play out, but how much does it put you at ease now knowing that your future is taken care of at least for the next few years?
It is good, but again, like as I said, like leading up to everything, I never worried about any of it because, you know, it's always going to take care of itself when that time comes. You can't worry about it or it's going to affect your play, and I didn't want that to be an issue. But it is great to have that security.
Gary, 30 years old used to be old, if not washed up, but for tight ends. Were you aware of that old standard?
I don't worry about it at all. As part of not having the opportunities yet, I also don't have the wear and tear on my body yet. So I feel great, actually, and I don't think as the years have gone, everybody's shown that you can play longer and longer into the league.
Gary, your best year on the field, you're the man of the year, new deal. When are you going to Las Vegas? How do you put this time of your life in perspective?
I'm just very appreciative of the opportunity because you never know when you're going to get it, and you got to take full advantage of it. You might not ever get one ever again, so if you don't take advantage of it when you get it, then you never know what's going to happen. So you got to take full advantage of any opportunity, and that's in life in general.
You had an opportunity probably to, you know, maybe hit the market and kind of hit the jackpot mm-hmm. and test the waters. Why did you decide not to?
That's the thing. Like, free agency is the unknown. You don't know what's going to happen. You might get more. You might get less. You don't really know what's going to happen. And I'm very appreciative that the Browns gave me that chance this year, and I wanted to repay them as well. And I want to be part of this when we turn things around here. So that's part of it, and I'm entrenched in the community here in Cleveland, and I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be fun.
There's a lot of uncertainty and questions, you know, about just what the future here holds. And obviously, that didn't factor into your decision, but is that something that, you know, you are a little bit concerned about, that stability? And
not really. I did my research and all that kind of stuff, and I'm happy about where we're going to go. I can foresee things are going to happen. We're going to turn things around, and I want to be part of that. That's another reason why I decided to stay.
Gary, when you have the season you're having and you get the new deal, obviously expectations shoot up. Do you embrace that? I mean, how do you view that moving forward?
I do the same thing I've done every year. I just go out there and do my job and do what I'm supposed to do because you can't control anything else. And that's all it is. Like, you're going to get your opportunities, make the best of them. That's all you can really do.
Hey, when you said you did your research with the organization, what did that?
I met with the owner, talked to him just because I wanted to talk to him, just talk to him and everything. And I'm excited about what we're going to do. Like, I'm not worried about anything that's going to happen. I have confidence in our organization, and we're going to turn things around.
When you talk about how you've evolved as a tenant, because I recall when you came here in 2013, you described yourself as a block.
Mm-hmm.
But obviously,
well, I didn't say blocking tight end. I said people categorize me as a blocking tight end. I've been called something different every year. I've been blocking, receiving, back and forth. I just try to do both. I don't want to be known as one or the other. I want to be somebody that can do both of them and not just one.
So you talked to the owner and wanted to know what the future direction of the team before you committed to the
team. I didn't really talk to him about that. I just talked to him. I just wanted to talk to him in person, face to face, and just let him know I'm happy. I wanted to be here, and all that stuff, and that's what it's all about. Like, I felt comfortable with our conversation, and a lot of the stuff that we talked about, that will remain between me and him, because that's all that matters, and I was excited what we're going to do, and I'm looking forward to it.
What I'm getting at is, did you have concerns prior to talking to him about what the future
is? No concerns. The talk was just me telling him I wanted to be here. It was nothing dealing with asking about, oh, what's going to happen this, what's going to happen that. I didn't have any questions like that. Mine was more of just, I want to be here. I'm looking forward to it, and that's all it really was.
Did you initiate this meeting?
I did.
And do you think that was the catalyst for getting
I have no idea. That's something, I have no idea.
Was that recent that you met with
him? I did.
Which is like within the last few days?
That's between me and him.
In terms of the region, what do you like about it? Well enough to have met here for a while.
I love the area. The fans are amazing. Some of the truest fans, and I'm very intrinsic community. I do a lot in the community, and I'm just very excited about everything.
Is there anybody influential who you called right after signing, or anything like that? Any family?
No, I really didn't tell anybody until we announced it here. I didn't really want it. I didn't want it to get out. I wanted it to be a surprise, and people find out then.
Now, would you be instrumental in? Go back to Jimmy and tell him to get Travis signed up next.
that's above my pay grade. That's what Jimmy's job. That's their job. That's the coaches. That's the GMs. That's their job. I don't worry about that because you can't. Everything will work out when time comes.
Gary, how important is it to you to reach 1,000 yards? You're less than 200 away from it now.
I think wins are more important to me. I'm not really worried about the yardage. That stuff will come, and just more worry about the wins. And that's when we get those, and that's what matters.
What are your impressions of Jimmy Haslam?
Amazing guy. I think he's got what it takes to turn things around here, and I believe he wants to. He wants to turn things around, and else I wouldn't be here.
Had you talked to him? Obviously, you would say hello to him, and know him well enough for that. But is this the longest you ever talked to him?
No, I've talked to him quite a bit throughout the time I've been here. He's very very talkative to all the guys. He doesn't like shy away from going to talk to people, and I think everybody can get that sense from him.
Why do guys want to be here when the team is 2-10 and things don't necessarily work?
Every year is different, and I think part of it is just you want to be part of something special when we turn it around, and that's a huge aspect of it. I want to be here when we turn things around, and I foresee that coming.
Can you imagine me talking about a fan feels good now? So you can imagine what it would be like if you guys won here. Imagine what they would be like.
Oh, it's going to be amazing.
Gary, what do you expect out of Johnny Manziel coming back into the starting line?
I think he'll do a great job. He showed it on the field. He showed it in the meeting rooms. He's done everything we've asked him there, and he's doing a good job. And he's done great on the practice field. I'm looking forward to it. It's going to be a fun game.
How does his scrambling thing apply to tight ends? I mean, the general rule, I guess, would be stay alive because you don't know where he's going to be.
Play's never dead. No matter what happens, play's never dead. You got to keep moving. And that makes it tough on the defense as well, which makes another aspect they have to worry about.
Do you feel like this turnaround can happen as early as next season?
I would believe so, yes.
How has he been leading the offense this week, practicing everything?
He's done a good job. He's taken a leadership role, and he's doing a great job with it.
Is this a great, in terms of personal security, is it like you take a deep breath and kind of reflect on your career because, you know, you finally reached the point where, you know, your age, this is going to be like the last big financial.
That's what you say. You don't know that now. Remember, hey, as the league keeps going, guys keep playing longer and longer. Age just becomes a number. It's all as long as your body and you can still continue doing what you're doing. I don't think the age makes that big of a difference. If you're still producing, then what can you say? Can you say, oh no, I'm going to get rid of this guy because he's still producing? Why would I get rid of him? I don't think that's a big difference.
Is it a pretty cool deal though to come from? Very low catches, albeit somewhat of a role the last couple of years, to a guy that they really wanted to have around.
I think it's just that taking that opportunity and grabbing it. I think that's a huge aspect of it, and I'm very appreciative they gave me that opportunity.
Do you feel like, you know, there's a lot of guys like you in the league, like Josh McCown probably is one of them, that, you know, you kind of hang around, and nobody really gives you that much of an opportunity, and you're good players, and then suddenly
I'm sure there's plenty of guys. There's probably guys on teams now that still feel that way, that could be in their third or fourth year, and like, if I just get that opportunity. And my only thing to them would be, when that opportunity comes, take full advantage of it, because you might not ever get it again. and that's a huge aspect. You just got to keep grinding, keep doing everything you can to do it, to be ready to go when that time comes.
And are you excited to be here over the next couple of years with Josh McCown? You guys are together in Carolina. Is that kind of cool that you guys are here doing
it? It is great. We have a great relationship. We still talk quite a bit, and it's going to be fun.